Today's Lenten devotion comes from the Reverend Dr. Tom Hoke, class of 03. One thing that troubles me about the decision to retire is my identity. I know my identities are not as a husband, father, grandfather, and son. However, my occupation is where I've spent a lot of time in the last 47 years. First in secular positions as an information technology manager, and then as a United Methodist pastor. We often define people we meet based on what they do. One of the first questions asked is, "What do you do?" Something similar was happening with the crowd around Jesus. People wanted to define him by what he did. Before this scene, Jesus had healed a blind man and a deaf person. For the second time, he multiplied loaves and fish to feed people. Then Jesus puts the disciples on the spot. "What about you? Who do you say that I am?" Jesus wants to know if his trusted inner circle has a clue. Peter says that Jesus is the Messiah. Right answer. However, he does not know what it means that Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus doesn't think so and tells him, "You are not thinking God's thoughts, and you are thinking human thoughts." In other words, you are not open to God's ways. Jesus is a different kind of Messiah than how Peter identifies him. Jesus is the Messiah who brings people back to God. That requires his suffering on the cross to take away sins and get all of humanity back into a right relationship with God. When you think about who Jesus is to you, think about God's purposes and God being in control even amid hardships and difficulties. Know that the weight Jesus bore on the cross was for you. Trust in his grace, power, and sustaining work in your life. He is the one who can and does change our lives. Deep down, I know no matter which stage of life I'm about to enter, I'm always, first and foremost, a child of God. My identity is in God. What about you? Who do you say Jesus is? Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, thank you for identifying us as your children. We realize nothing is more important than our relationship with you through Christ. We admit that too often we try to identify others and ourselves according to the world's ways. We pray that you constantly remind us that our identity is in you. In Christ we pray. Amen.